Welcome to the Social Media Goodness Podcast. This podcast is for nonprofit organizations, companies, and individuals who are looking to do good things through social media. I'm your host, Aliza Sherman, here to serve you up a hot, steaming bowl of social media goodness. About a month ago, I posted 11 reasons why nonprofits don't use social media on my Social Media Social Good blog, which is socialmediasocialgood.wordpress.com. I was commenting on a post by Seth Godin titled "The Problem with Non." Here's what I wrote. For many people, Seth Godin's words seemed unfair when he said that many nonprofits use excuses like lack of resources or a seemingly inherent resistance to change attitude to avoid social media. I have to say, I agree with most of what he said. First, because I experience what he's experienced every day as a speaker, teacher, and consultant to nonprofit organizations. And second, because even if you disagree, this conversation must happen again and again until things change for the better. While I agree with most of what Seth says in his post, I don't agree with his statement. Of course, some folks, like Charity Water, are stepping into the void and raising millions of dollars as a result. They're not necessarily a better cause, they're just more passionate about making change. Seth, it isn't more passion that makes a group like Charity Water effective at stepping into the void. It's because they more fully embrace the changes in the ways we communicate. I'm sure nobody at Charity Water will claim more passion for their cause than folks busting their tails for other good causes. I'm sure everybody at Charity Water will say their buy-in to understand, use, and leverage social media tools and the new ways we all communicate made a huge difference. So that was my post, and I went on to give what I considered 11 reasons nonprofits give for not using social media. And I got these 11 excuses, if you will, from people in the nonprofit sector. Here they are, all 11. I'm going to tackle one at a time over the course of 11 podcasts. Number one, I don't understand it. Two, I don't have time. Three, we don't have resources. Four, we don't even know where to start. Five, it's overwhelming. Six, I can't figure out how to use it for my organization. Seven, there are legal issues we can't sort out. Eight, I don't know how to avoid the crazies. Nine, our firewall won't let us use these tools. 10, we're still trying to figure out how to update our website. 11, we're afraid our employees will waste time with these tools. So here is my attempt at addressing the first one on this list. One, I don't understand it. It is human nature to try to avoid the things we don't understand. But luckily, there are so many resources out there to better understand those things that we don't know. On my same blog, Social Media Social Good, I have another post about webinar resources, free or very affordable webinars that are given for nonprofits specifically. So just to give a quick outline, the Foundation Center is giving these webinars. N10 includes topics like become a Facebook rock star, the constituent pyramid, using social media to convert followers into supporters. Network for Good and The Idealist are also producing webinars. Volunteer Match, TechSoup. Now, TechSoup is awesome. They are out there teaching nonprofits how to use technology well. They're a great resource of information and guidance. I list a few other webinar resources out there, and then people commented on the blog post and listed a few additional ones. So there is not a dearth of learning materials out there, including books, blogs, websites, magazines, conferences, classes, and workshops, and then the webinars. So I think that if you can overcome the I don't understand it and simply ask questions and look around you, you're going to find the resources you need to get up to speed, not be intimidated by the technology. Keep in mind, we were all intimidated when fax machines came out. Okay, well, I remember when fax machines came out and it was intimidating. We were all intimidated when we were told we had to use email. I mean, email. 10, 15, 20 years ago, some of us were not using email. So you have been able to adapt and adopt to all of these new technologies that are coming out, and it does seem overwhelming. But if you know it's going to do more for your organization, more for you, more for your mission, your cause, then why not give it a try? I don't recommend just diving in and spending a whole lot of money before you have a good feel for what it is that you can do with social media in the nonprofit sector. Do your homework, and then you won't be able to say you don't understand it anymore. That's it for now. Tune in next time for number two. I don't have the time. How am I going to overcome that objection?
Email me at aliza@conversify.net or visit the Social Media Social Good blog at socialmediasocialgood.wordpress.com. Thanks to royaltyfreemusic.com for the groovy tunes, and thanks to Utterly for being a cool and easy place that's free to host this podcast. Thanks for tuning in to Social Media Goodness, serving up a hot steaming bowl of ways you can make social media do good things.